Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'll get a World Series ring. I'll be on, have my own day at Citi Field.
Think they'll make a bobblehead of you?
They'll retire a microphone for me.
Wow.
Oh.
What's your bobblehead eating?
Helmet nachos. Helmet, yeah. Yeah. I'm wearing a Mets hat, holding a helmet, eating nachos.
Topped with cheese or Mets barf?
Oh, stop. This is like... Frostburg, I mean, you knew me a half hour ago when I was a radio host and a personality and a great-looking guy, really smart. I mean, maybe one of the greatest guys on the planet. Now, I'm going to be making decisions for the Mets.
You know what? I got a gift for you.
What do you got?
A Keith Hernandez jersey from 1987.
But just the way he said all of that was that now you know me as this with the Mets, as if you phrased that as if you negated all of the other stuff. I was a great guy. I was really good looking. I was all that. And now I'm with the Mets.
But like that, but my whole life has led to this moment.
Like you really sold your soul. Like we were just talking about, you know, crossroads. And you went down to the crossroads. And you sold your soul to be an executive in the Mets organization.
Playing the guitar against Stevie Vai. He's trying to be.
He'll get you.
Now, where is this? First of all, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah, you need to pause and reset because, you know, we have some 450 affiliates, cities around the country that may be joining us this hour and have no idea what the hell you're talking about while you're bouncing. And they're just thinking, wow, he really consumed a lot of sugar.
No, this is what happened. John Paul Morosi, MLB Network insider, longtime friend of the show, was on the show. We were talking all the latest news in Major League Baseball. John Paul Morosi was classmates at Harvard with David Stearns, who runs the Mets. And in part of our conversation, John Paul Morosi said, hey, when you have an idea for something, a thought about the Mets, something you think, I will send David Stearns a note on it because I do it for my dad with AJ Hinch. Hey, my dad's a huge Tigers fan. He tells me things he likes. And he said, I will seriously do this for you. I got to keep it positive, which is a Mets fan. It's really hard to focus on the positive. But this is John Paul Morosi saying this a few minutes ago.
If you have a suggestion to offer, I mean this sincerely.
Okay.
Based on current personnel, just let me know.
And then it cut out.
Where's the rest of it? Come on, man. Where's the rest of it? Where he says, I'll send a note to him, and he explains the whole thing.
Like, he said that?
Yes. Where is it? It's the greatest moment. You're not going to ruin the greatest moment of my life. Where's the rest of it?
We'll fix it in post.
No, fix it in post. We got to fix it now. We got to play it now.
If you have a suggestion to offer, I mean this sincerely.
Okay.
Based on current personnel, just let me know.
That's where it cuts out.
It cut out at a different time than it did 10 seconds ago.
It's an ever-evolving situation.
Good. All right, let's hear it. This is John Paul Morosi telling me that if I have an idea for suggestions for the Mets, let him know and he will get it to David Stearns.
If you have a suggestion to offer, I mean this sincerely.
Okay.
Based on current personnel, just let me know.
Where's the rest of it?
I kept waiting for him to be auto-tuned and T-Pained.
Where's the rest of it? People can't think
get
I'm making this up.
Get a suggestion
for
me.
Where's the rest of it?
Just let me know. At times, I will text AJ Hinch with suggestions that my family offers because they're all very serious Tiger fans.
Wow, okay.
And I, not like, hey, AJ, you should do this. More like, my dad really likes Foley. You did a good job of closing with Foley. My dad likes the decision. We need more Foley in the ninth inning. Things like that I will.
So I could do this with the Mets. This is like when George Costanza with Seinfeld. I could be in on trades, Jerry. Trades.
Right,
this is me
right.
Having a real-life voice with the Mets. That's it.
And he said,
he's
as long as it's positive.
Me. Right. Okay.
I'm like, well, then I'll just burn what I have for the White Sox.
Well, the first thing I told him was you got to bring Christian Scott up at some point soon because he's been fantastic.
No,
lights out of AAA. Like, big trade, you know, one of the big prospects they have. Positive. Guy's got to come up. Look at, I mean, this is it. I mean, this is, if you say, hey, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? I want to advise the Mets and the Jets, but the Mets first.
Well, Kristen Scott was really good in The English Patient.
You know, The English Patient sucks.
It's another Seinfeld reference. That's why I laid it up. I mean, Slow Horses, Horse Whisperer, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Real question?
Kristen Scott Thomas. Anyway. Yeah.
Was he referring to Matt Foley or Mick Foley?
My name is Matt Foley. I'm 35 years old. I am divorced. And yes.
You knew me when I, now you know, whoa, this is a guy. This shows you that the American dream is possible for anyone.
Mike Harmon Show, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for being with us.
What this shows you, Jason, is just how bad the Mets are if they're taking your request.
All you have to be is a fan of a team.
It's dog duty.
And know a lot about them for the vast majority of your life, and eventually you can be in on personnel decisions.
And he gives you the 900 request hotline. You, too, can talk to the Mets front office.
When did the Mets become part of the Fan Football League?
This is the grand... No, it's just me, man. It's not everybody. This is just me.
That was well done.
This is just me. It's just me that gets to do this. He didn't say I'll do it for
anybody
else.
Do you get an office?
I'll do it for you. I don't need an office, man. I'm mobile now. This is 2024. People have offices. I'm moving around all the time. I'm too busy. I got a big day. Sometimes I got to go to Target. Sometimes I got to go to Costco. Don't always have great reception. I got to be able to move where I can get stuff.
Be honest. I sent you the thing about the Chipwich.
Chipwich looks good.
The Girl Scouts Chipwich. You went and bought some. Yeah. Today,
no, I did not today. Not today. Not today. I did not buy any.
How many cantaloupes did you stuff?
Did not buy none today. As far as you know, none.
None today.
None.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the specificity
today.
Of that.
None today. Now we'll get to Blake Griffin's retirement coming up in a few minutes, and we'll get to what's going on with Zion Williamson. Is potentially we'll find out about his injury tomorrow, but right now. There may be about 10 and a half minutes left in the Warriors dynasty. The Sacramento Kings are thumping Golden State right now, 95-78, with about 10 and a half to go in the fourth quarter. It was a close game in the third quarter. The Warriors are able to get it close at halftime, stay close for a few minutes, but the Kings have just been blitzing Golden State. And look, we talked about it a little bit last hour. If the Warriors lose tonight, this has got to be the end of the dynasty as we know it. They tried quick fixes. They tried bringing in Chris Paul. They tried with Klay Thompson. He's going to come off the bench. No, but apparently no, he's got to start. And what we're seeing is the Warriors just, it's not been enough. What they've had the last few years, it's not trending upward. Their best players are getting old. And let's face it, the best way to reboot this team on the fly, because there's no rebuilding, you want to reboot around Steph Curry, who is still an all-NBA player, even in his mid-30s, right? He's still moving really well. He still gets his shots off. He's got another couple or 3 years left. You want to stay and be competitive. You don't want to just sit here and run it into obscurity with him and Klay and Draymond, and every year you're fighting to get into the bottom of the play-in round. You're not an awful team. You're still 10 games over 500 in a loaded conference, but still, you're not getting better. You're not closer to a championship. You're further away. And if you want to bring in the players you need to be able to make this team better and restart it, it's got to be saying goodbye to Draymond, saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, saying goodbye to some other players that it's just not working right, even some younger players that you want to move to bring in some other stars that will come in to play with Steph Curry. Because stars will come in to play with him. That's one thing that I give him a lot of credit for that nobody gives him enough more, is that he is an unselfish superstar. He does not mind sharing the limelight with another guy. He does not mind sharing any kind of attention. He's not that kind of guy. He's not, this is my team, I make the decisions, you go through my agent, tell me what's going on. Now, does he have input? Sure. But you can tell the way the players talk about him, how much they enjoy him. They're not threatened by him. He welcomed Kevin Durant in, and it was no big deal, right? Hey, KD, come in, help us win. Okay. So he came in to do
let's not, you know, altruism to me is a four-letter word. Because, you know, the Steph Curry there, I mean, he's in a no-lose situation. He wins, it's his team, and he's a genius for bringing Kevin Durant on. They lose, hey, Kevin Durant couldn't get it done when they needed him. Right, Kevin Durant was the finals MVP 2 years in a row. Yeah. Does anybody care about that? Yeah. No. Steph Curry won two more titles.
Yeah, but that's...
because he was so magnanimous and giving.
But it's a real big thing to have a superstar that is a drawing card. And even though it's still Steph's team, hey... other stars will, and I'm not saying superstars are going to go. Giannis is not going to leave the Bucks and say, I'm going to go to Golden State to play with him.
He might right now.
But other guys, depending how next week goes. But other good players, what they'll need to reboot this team, they will come if those guys aren't there. Because the image of Golden State with the three of them, it's like, I'm going to go and be an outsider. Am I really going to be accepted? I got to worry about Draymond, and Klay needs his shots. Is there enough room for me? I want to know if I'm going to a team that there's room for me to be me. I'm not going to try to change my game to fit around what is needed for this team, because that doesn't always work. That's why Haley Van Lith hit the transfer portal, right? She changed her game. She wanted to show I could be a point guard. She goes to LSU, does not have a great year, gets worked by Caitlin Clark in the tournament, yep. And then says, I got to transfer because I got to show I'm back to being the person I am. So that doesn't really work. So players know that if I'm going to go there, I need to be certain that I can have my own identity and I can be the player, I can be the best version of myself that I need to be. And you're not going to be that if Draymond is there and if Klay is there and it's still so much of the old power that's there. So it's going to be an entirely new roster if you're serious about winning and don't want to waste Steph Curry's last couple of years of his prime. That's why we're looking at what could be the last 10 minutes of the Golden State Warriors dynasty, because you got to see those changes in the offseason.
Yeah, right now they're getting absolutely worked. Obviously, with Klay Thompson, you got free agency cometh, and the Warriors can't re-up with what he is as a player right now. There's going to be other teams desperate to have a star, to have a splash, to get some semblance of the guy that was once a superstar in the league on their squad. So he will sign somewhere else and he'll get big money. He's alluded to it much of the year, as much as he tried to put on a brave face at times at the mic. And, you know, the eyes betray him, right? As to, you know, what he's truly feeling in those moments. Wish him well. It's just hit a point there. With Draymond, you've got a couple more years left on a deal that are $25 million a year, which for what he provides on both ends of the court, when he's committed and ready to play, that's a bargain in today's rate. So I don't know that he necessarily goes. I get your point, but I think, you know, Draymond in particular, maybe like the Iron Sheik always said, you got to get humbled a bit. I think he got a little of that this year.
Yeah, but
how much that sticks, I don't know. But I don't think they sit in the room with that same level of comfort and bravado because they don't run stuff anymore. Right. Yeah. You know, the guy that can still mess you up, the old beautiful girl line. You know, it's like, this ain't high school anymore, birdie. Like, yeah, but the legend can still blank you up. So you still have a little bit of that. But, you know, they realize that they've got to adapt if they want to stay even competitive. Right. So you got Steph and Steve Kerr signed up for another couple of years and Kuminga's been pretty good. Other than that, the rest of the roster can use a very hard reboot.
99-80, Sacramento with the lead. Ooh. Under 9 minutes left to go. It's got, I mean, if you're serious, this is it. This is the you could write that book, patent pending, The Last Night of the Warriors Dynasty. I'll patent that right now so Buster only doesn't steal it from me.
The night the Warriors died. As one guy wrote on Twitter, hey, that Polish guy is pretty good. Podzimski has given him some good minutes through the year. 5 points off the bench tonight.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more on what could wind up being the last night of the Warriors dynasty and other big news out of the NBA. We got Blake Griffin retiring. We have an update on Zion's injury. Keep it right here. We're rolling. Jason and Mike, Fox. Trades, Jerry, trades! I'm in on Mets trades!
Stop!
I got 5 suitors for Alonzo now. I got 5 now. I got 5. The White Sox are one of them.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
2 NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
You know who's going to be singled soon?
Who, Justin?
All the Warriors.
last night of the Warriors dynasty, asterisk patent pending for any future Booker TV adaptation. It is the Kings by 20 with a little bit over 5 minutes left to go, and we will break down what is next and what has happened, as it looks like this is it for the Golden State Warriors.
They had a good run.
They did. You know what? Now I finally agree with you. Yes, they did have a good run. You know, Mary, who's filling in for Alex Tyshirt, although maybe now Tyshirt fills in for her, I don't know, said, boy, it's sad night to be a Warriors fan tonight. And I said, you know what? It is, but I'll also take the last 10 years and have one night like tonight. I'll take all the titles and have one night where, hey, it's over. I'm okay with that.
Don't be sad or mad that it's over. Be glad it happened.
Yeah, that's all.
You brought a lot of joy
to
the good people of Oakland.
Yes, I'm
before
kidding.
Leaving for San Francisco.
Before every team has left Oakland. They're all just finding a way to go. But, look, the big story of the night outside of the end of the Warriors dynasty, we watched the Lakers earlier tonight clinch the 7 seed in the playoffs. They win the play-in game over the New Orleans Pelicans by 4, a big D'Angelo Russell 3 in the final minute. The Lakers were up big most of this game until Zion Williamson willed the Pelicans back into this one. Pelicans were in control in the first quarter. Second quarter starts. They start turning the ball over, and all of a sudden, their body language gets awful. CJ McCollum can't hit anything. Brandon Ingram was not very good tonight, and the Lakers were just pasting the Pelicans. And Zion Williamson decided this is not going to happen. And he was absolutely unstoppable tonight, right up until he got hurt. Tonight is a game, if you could say, how could you encapsulate Zion Williamson's NBA career in one game? It's tonight. Watching him play, he was a freight train. Mm-hmm. You can't get in his way. He's too quick with the basketball. He moves too well when he has the ball on the open floor. Look, we watched him at the end of the first half go coast to coast in less than 4 seconds for a layup. And AD was waiting for him. AD's waiting for him, and he just lets that floater go before AD can get to it, and that cuts the lead to 10 at halftime. Zion is incredible, but we've talked about this for Zion his entire career. He's got to be able to stay on the floor. That's what's been dogging him since he walked into the league. He was hurt every year from his high school career. It was his first year at Duke, and then outside of that. And this game is encapsulates his career in one game. When he's on the floor, he has been incredible. And again, unstoppable tonight. AD couldn't stop him. LeBron, whatever defense the Lakers threw at him, he was able to get by. But then with 3.5 minutes left to go, he goes in for a nice little jumper in the lane to tie the game, lands a little bit awkwardly, and has to come out of the game, and he misses the last 3.5 minutes. This is Zion Williamson's career. He is amazing, but when the Pelicans need him the most, he winds up getting hurt. He misses the biggest part of the game. The Lakers win, and the Pelicans lose.
Thought you saw him grimacing and in pain.
Well, he's headed to the locker room. We don't know the extent of the injury, but clearly not happy as he heads to the locker room here. Here's the quick move. But as soon as he scored, he came up grimacing.
Reggie Miller, Kevin Harlan on TNT with the call. No one throwing a hot dog onto the court tonight.
But that we know of.
That we know. Well, Kevin Harlan would have told us. I mean, he's not shying away.
Oh, that was a chicken wing.
He would have said chicken wing. Sorry, I said hot dog.
Who throws a delicious hot chicken wing on the court?
Can we all just say
Kevin Harlan?
Kevin Harlan's the GOAT.
Of course he is.
Without a doubt.
Come on, man. He can never broadcast again. He'd be the greatest.
He should call every game for every sport.
AI Kevin Harlan
here. You just have him on Zoom and he's calling all the games at once.
Kevin Harlan has not slept in 7 weeks.
But this is Zion Williamson's career in one game, because that's been the whole thing, is that you know he's going to get hurt, because you can tell by now, is his body going to be able to withstand the rigors of an NBA season? And if you are the Pelicans, and what we've said about him for the last few years is true, is that you just have to hope that when he does get hurt, it's you can get past it, because it's just his body just can't. Obviously, when you're hurt every single year, you know your body can't withstand it. But he withstood 70 games this year, and he gets hurt here. So it's a non-contact injury. It's not anything that happened other than him coming down wrong on his left leg. And now you don't know if he can play again on Friday. It probably would have been a different outcome because they couldn't stop him at the end of the game. You're talking about the Pelicans were getting down the floor easily on the Lakers defense in the fourth quarter, and they were trading baskets with them. And that took away a big chance for them to win. If Zion's healthy, I don't know the Lakers win this game. Lakers were able to make shots late, and D'Angelo Russell had a big three, and LeBron had a big three. They hit their free throws. But you were talking about basically was automatic down the stretch, getting the ball to Zion, and he's able to find his way to the, whether he is dusting Austin Reeves at the three-point line or he's moving back door behind LeBron James, he's finding a way to get around Anthony Davis. He could do everything, but he can't stay on the floor. And that's when they absolutely needed him the most. His first playoff game, 40-point night, but he gets hurt. That's his whole career in one night.
All the expectation and hype finally, you know, culminated in this night. After all these years, finally get through the season. Almost 32 minutes a night, 70 games played, all of those. And we just look at, you know, our history here, you and I for a decade here at Fox Sports Radio, and certainly, you know, go back in time and start thinking about big men, usually the 7-foot variety, but, you know, we'll include Zion here, of early career injuries. And you could go other sports, right? We've had it in football where guys have had some fluky things happen to them early in their careers. I'm thinking about Matthew Stafford in particular. Remember when once upon a time he was an injury-prone guy when he started his career in Detroit? And, well, he had a couple of freak incidents, and he's gone on to a magnificent run, right? Joel Embiid with his feet and getting himself set, and you're waiting for that year to answer the bell, and he did last year. He wins an MVP. This year he's off to the races, looks like he's going to win an MVP again, and then there he is. He's out with an injury. Keep going on down the line. We've got a lot of those examples. And for Zion Williamson, I think part of the frustration, one, you know your body. So you have that moment where you're like, whatever the twinge is, whatever the pain is, whatever, we'll find out. No specificity at this point. But just the idea of you did everything, at least from outside looking in, right? All of the criticism of his weight, his habits, diet, exercise, training, rehabs, all of that stuff. Seemingly, he'd done everything right this year. Finally, all of it. Lost a bunch of weight as the season wore on after the play-in tournament. And he's here, and he's going up and down the court. And we talk about the ease to the bucket. How about a couple of the little drop passes along the way, right? Little touch pass back out for threes or to an open cutter. All of those things. Showing, look, he doesn't have an outside shot, but showing more playmaking ability than just a guy who dunks. And just like that, it stops. Like, oh! We thought we were finally getting over the hump, and off he goes. Like, damn it, this is why we can't have nice things kind of moment, I'm sure, is what went through the fans of Pelicans and the people on the sideline going, damn it, this guy's carrying us. Brandon Ingram, right, just back off injury.
Sure.
He was benched for the final 7 minutes, 48 seconds. Played only 25 minutes in this game. Clearly, his timing, his ability to
were better when they were off the floor. They were better when Alvarado was out there. They were better when
more
other players
energy,
were out
more
there.
More energy, more spacing, better
That's
movement.
That's how it goes.
Absolutely.
Now, we'll have more on Zion coming up, because now we don't know what his injury is, according to head coach Willie Green, as the Pelicans get ready for the game Friday night against most likely the Sacramento Kings, who are up 113-90 over the Warriors with 2:18 left to go. So it's a lower leg injury. We don't know anything about it. There will be imaging for him tomorrow. Now for the Lakers side of this, I love the guts, and we said this the other night. I love the guts of the Lakers and the Knicks specifically these teams deciding, oh, everybody else is saying, oh, you want to sit guys so you don't know, so you avoid this team in this round matchup. Oh, the Cavaliers sat like everybody, including Mark Price. So, oh, we want to avoid the Sixers or the Heat in the first round of the playoffs. And the Knicks said, screw it. We're good. We're confident. We want that two seed. Anything can happen in the playoffs. We're not afraid of anybody. And the Lakers have done the same thing, right? They went for it when clearly, you know, hey, the Nuggets are losing. You don't know where they're going to wind up. They went for it despite craziness of saying, oh, they should lose and go for a winner-take-all game on Friday night, which is just dumb. Lose a game so you could lose one more game and get knocked out. That's just dumb. But I love the guts. I love what the Lakers did, and I love the fact they went for it here. They knew the Nuggets were waiting for them, and they finished the game, and they finished strong. And look, to give you a little bit of positive, because I told you how you don't want to, the Nuggets are the team you don't want to play, right? That's the one, somebody's going to have to play them. They're the one team, because everybody else in the West, they're all flawed. But the Lakers are getting the Nuggets way earlier than they got them last year. And as we've said with older teams in the playoffs, you see what happens by the time teams that rely on old players get to the second and third round of the playoffs, right? They wind up getting tired. It's too much basketball. And that just happens when you're relying on players in your mid and late 30s. And the Lakers clearly fall into that category. By the time they got to the Nuggets, which is a young ascending team but the best player in the league, yeah, it was going to be a competitive sweep, which is what we had. But for the Lakers, in their favor right now, they are going to get them early, which is when you want to get the Nuggets. You want to get the Nuggets early, and the Lakers are healthy, and they'll be ready to go. They have 4 days off before they have to play their first game here. And it doesn't mean suddenly that, hey, the Lakers are going to sweep the Nuggets, but they're getting them at the right time. And that's a big deal, because I have much more confidence with the Lakers playing the Nuggets right now than I would if they were playing them in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, yeah, you're healthy. You've got, you know, D'Angelo Russell playing well. Role players played a big part, because James and Davis were not, like, Davis's stat line looks good. LeBron, you know, if you see the box score, same for LeBron. But in big moments, you know, they had their issues along the way, missing some bunnies down low and opening the door. But, you know, Davis hit his free throws and away you go. But to the point, they're healthy, but also you get more days off. Right, there's just a different spacing here early on, and not the extra wear and tear of the extra rounds to go through, especially, let's call it what it is, for LeBron and AD. We've gone through an entire season of, all right, let's take the next block of 10 games, see how many games they get to play together, how many minutes they're on the court together. And it's worked out, and we're in the playoffs now. So, you know, all of that, hey, wait until April. Well, it's here. Like your Thibodeau. And the Knicks, well, they made it. Now let's see what they got. Like, I never thought either of these teams would back down in the final week for two reasons. You're Knicks, that's not a Thibodeau style. Right? We're not ducking anybody.
No, they played Dante DiVincenzo 52 minutes.
But that's my point. It's like, you know, and a guy that's getting screwed because he can't win an award based on, you know, one or two games and all that nonsense.
Jalen Brunson can't even get on Team USA. Come on, man. Really?
They still have one
spot. Come on.
Maybe they should get a change.org thing.
He's going to get the spot anyway, because Kawhi Leonard's going to be hurt. So he's going to get the spot over Kawhi Leonard. But it's ridiculous. He's one of the best 12 players on the planet. Yes, he should be on the team. But that's okay. It's less wear and tear for him, and yeah, we're going to win the gold medal anyway. So it's okay. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, as for the Lakers, the same people that were saying they should lose and try to duck the Nuggets are the same people that would have absolutely eviscerated LeBron and AD if they'd done that. Darvin Ham, the Laker organization, and, you know, LeBron would have been labeled a coward and all of those things. So, you know, you're talking out of both sides of your mouths on that. Like, strategy is, you can talk strategy and say how good this is to not play Denver. And then once that actually would come to fruition, if they got bounced on Friday, had that happened, yeah, they would have been the first folks up on a soapbox to tell you how big of an act of cowardice it all was, and that Michael Jordan and the legends of yesteryear wouldn't have done such a thing. But yeah, it's time, man. It's, you know, it's playoffs. This is it.
I may pick for the playoffs this year. I may go with all the lower seeds in the Western Conference.
Lakers, Knicks?
I may go with all the... Oh, of course, Lakers, Knicks. But I might go with all the lower seeds in the West. I'll go seeds 5, 6, 7, and 8. I don't even know who the 8 seed is going to be. But I'll go 5, 6, 7, and 8 in the Western Conference. The toughest one would be the Nuggets, obviously. But I'd feel great about those other ones. What kind of money could I get in Vegas if I'm saying 5, 6, 7, 8 seeds in the play to win the first round of the playoffs?
If nothing else, you could get a good head start on singing the Laverne and Shirley theme song.
I know what Todd Furman would tell you.
Whatever you want.
Jason,
whatever
odds you want, Jason, I'll give you that. I'll give you Mets to the World Series, everything else. I'll give you all of that. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studio. So, yeah, feel much better about the Lakers now than I would later in the playoffs. The Nuggets should be a little bit more nervous because they're getting the Lakers early. However, we have a big final score to let you know about. The Mets beat the Pirates again to go over 500, 3-1. Brian Fenley's got more on that. Oh, and this pesky NBA game that ended about 10 seconds ago.
Yeah,
Brian Fenley.
If I led with the Mets, you'd fire me. Probably the third time you'd want to fire me. But yeah, let's get to the NBA right now. And the Sacramento Kings have knocked the Warriors out of any hopes of making the postseason. 118-94 Kings over the Warriors here from Sacramento. And this, of course, is the play-in game. There we go. Oh, yeah. So we get the play-in game there, and it would be the 9 versus 10 matchup. Meanwhile, the Lakers with a 110-106 win against the Pelicans. So LeBron James had 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. With that Laker win in the 7-8 matchup in a play-in contest in the Western Conference, Lakers now will have a series set up starting on Saturday against the Denver Nuggets. And Zion Williamson had 40 points in this game, 11 rebounds, and late in the game he had to come out because of an injury after a driving move and a bucket, begrudgingly going back to the locker room. And according to his head coach, Willie Green, it's an injury to the lower leg region, and imaging is going to be done on that area for Williamson by tomorrow in the hopes that maybe they can have him for the next game. There were some reports of some local media in New Orleans who watched Zion Williamson exit the locker room and said there were no wraps, no tapes, or anything on his ankle. Read into that what you will, but the Pels lose 110-106. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, they've got the Cubs trying to hold off the Diamondbacks 11-9, bottom of the eighth there. And right now you've got the D-backs with no outs and a runner on first. That's the only game that is still up and running. How about Mookie Betts? I have to mention this. 5 hits tonight for Mookie Betts on the way to a 6-2 win against the Nationals. Royals and White Sox, that game got postponed because of inclement weather. They'll make that thing up tomorrow. Cardinals 3-2 winners against the Athletics. Cardinals get to 500. Reds are one game over 500 now, just that after losing on the road to the Mariners 3-1. Astros get stiffed by the Braves 6-2. That one all final. Padres 6-3 winners as well. They take down the Brewers in Milwaukee. Mets find a way 3-1 against the Pirates. And after all the struggles that New York faced, they are battling back. 9-8 is their record here on the young season. In 11 innings, it was a Guardians 10-7 win against the Red Sox. Also, an extra innings game that involved one team 13 innings. Yes, Rays over the Angels 7-6. Yankees lose 5-4 to the Blue Jays, and the Phillies get flustered by the Rockies 5-0. With that, let's get it back to two guys who are going to talk about the fall of one dynasty. It is all over, it appears. Golden State Warriors, time to break up the band. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Thank you very much, Brian Fenley. Yes, it is the Kings lighting the beam tonight. They go on. They will face the Pelicans on Friday night. Winner gets into the playoffs as the 8 seed against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're watching them light the beam right
now. He's calling for Batman! Yes!
Sabonis is lighting the beam right now out of the arena. It's an awesome time right now for the Kings, who move on. I mean, this is just a play-in victory. I mean,
You've had years of futility where the greatest thing you had was smoking Vlade Divac on your ways out.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay? This is a big bleeping deal.
Vlade will keep you company. Make a left. But coming up next, did we just watch Klay Thompson and Draymond Green walk off the floor for the last time as members of the Warriors? The end of the Warriors dynasty. Asterisk, patent pending, is next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
We had a lot of years together. We won a lot of championships. We got old overnight now when we're out of the play-in. Time for Clay to go to the Lakers and come off the bench and be a sixth man. Draymond should go to the Eastern Conference and play for the Knicks. Just giving destinations.
Now you want Draymond on the Knicks.
Just let the song wash over you here. Let it wash over you.
How do you not get KNBR in?
KNBR! I am ready for my interview, 'cause you don't like my takes about the Golden State Warriors, and Steph Curry is a system player. Oh, girl.
Are you dancing on the grave a little too soon?
No, I'm just having fun.
I mean, you're doing a full Gregory Hines now, tap dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, a tap dance. Look,
Mary Mac played end of the road. I had no choice. I had no call to me.
I got Gregory Hines in
it. It would have been bad if I didn't do it.
Well, I mean, look, it begged for some lyrical wizardry.
He almost hit me with his car once, Gregory Hines.
Did he?
Yeah. In Marina Del Rey.
Did you have it coming?
No, we were playing football in the street. We were just throwing the football around,
well,
my friends and I.
You were
that's
in the
probably
street.
About 30 years old. And we were just throwing the ball around, not really paying attention. And someone threw the ball, went over my head, and I took two steps, and there was a car like 5 feet behind me. And I go, ooh. And I looked away, and I go, hey, sorry. And Gregory Hines is driving, and he gives the wave going, it's okay. I'm like, oh, sorry. And the car goes, and I yell, that's Gregory Hines in that car that almost hit me.
He was in Running Scared with Billy Crystal.
But, yes.
How about that?
The Warriors get boat raced by the Sacramento Kings. The Kings go on to the play-in round. They will play at New Orleans on Friday night. We'll have more on that game, more on the play-in games coming up in a few minutes that are remaining in the Western Conference. Sacramento beating Golden State 118-94, a game that the Warriors were close into the second half, and then combination of being out of gas, Klay Thompson did not score, 0-for-10 from the floor tonight, and the Kings just ran away with this game. Look, Sabonis had a big game, a near triple-double. Fox had 24. Murray was incredible tonight. He had 8 threes and 32 points. The Kings just had too much, and in a matchup of teams with similar records, the Kings get revenge for the game last year against Golden State. Now, when I've said the end of the Golden State Warrior dynasty, tonight's the last night of the dynasty. Patent pending, can't steal that, Buster Olney. It's not that suddenly Draymond and Klay are terrible. It's just you need to move on. And both of these guys will have value with other teams. Draymond, I am sure, is still a player. He wants to continue to make that kind of money. Can't make all that money in podcasts. Yeah, you got to make $25 million a year the next few years. There are teams that can use him because he has shown that, hey, I'm not quite on empty. But the Warriors, if they're trying to build, his personality is way too big, and you want a fresh start around Steph Curry. So there are teams that will take Draymond. You might not get a lot in return, but there are teams that will take Draymond Green because they think he could be the teeth, he could be the attitude that we're missing.
Culture, attitude, and all
maybe,
that stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
And maybe I can get another championship. And Klay needs to be a guy that comes off the bench. That is new.
Well, no, he's
going
to get paid big money to go somewhere else.
But that's it.
The NBA is stupid.
Fine.
Yeah, no, that's the way this is going to work.
But that's what has to happen. I mean, look, he clearly is not that guy anymore. He would have been much better served if the Warriors had. Look, when they had that middle rally there, when he came off the bench, I thought he's going to come off the bench. He's going to be a huge weapon. He's got a chip on his shoulder. Nope. Went back to starting, and he's just a guy. He's just not that player. He can't play the minutes anymore. He'd be most valuable going to another team that's loaded where I can come off the bench and be instant offense. But, you know, he's got a big ego. When he's upset being left off the 50 greatest players of all time, like, whoa, dude, okay. So you know the kind of ego he has. But no matter what, he still has some value someplace else. But just having to start alongside Steph Curry doesn't work. These guys can work different places. And if you're moving younger players around to be able to, if you move Kuminga to get somebody else, you need a couple of star players to come in to play with Steph Curry. These guys, you will be able to move them to other teams and be able to build around Steph Curry again and reload on the fly.
Well, with Thompson, you don't have to do anything. Just let him sign somewhere else. See ya. With Draymond, yeah, you have to decide how much you stay with it or not. You know, Steve Kerr and Steph and all these guys, they're going to have to address, you know, Steph's first half. He took four shots in the first half. Yeah, they were only down four, but he was not part of the game early, and they struggled. And you look at Thompson, he goes, what, 0-for-10 tonight. Right, I had to take my glasses off. Right, the glory of growing old. Like that's a zero, right? Because I know he was 0-for-6 from 3-point range, but didn't hit a shot.
He's getting ready for the Knicks.
So they shoot 41. Nicely done. 41%, 10 of 32 from 3-point range. But you get bested by the Kings. You mentioned Murray before coming out of Iowa. Right, he has a 32-point night. He's 8 of 13. Like, he individually had two fewer three-point makes than the Warriors did as a team. De'Aaron Fox has been fantastic. The two of them were just playing out of their minds tonight. So, yeah, you're younger, faster version of what you were, and now you have to hit the hard reset button. Kerr's signed up for another couple of years. Curry's still there. Draymond's under contract, but you decide, all right, what do we do with this next iteration? Kuminga's a nice piece. Moody, I think, could be a guy that rises up a little bit, but you got a lot of holes in that roster. And Klay sure as hell ain't coming back.
Yeah, look,
for a million reasons.
When I look at the Warriors, I look how they should build like when the Heat built around the Heatles. When it was, we have the three players and we have like $25 to get another nine That's guys. It. Like you can move anybody you want to, and you have Steph and bring a couple of good star players in, and then fill it up around and see if that works.
Yeah, this felt like there was a walking reunion tour that you were just wishing and hoping that you got a good night when you tuned on the TV to watch them.
The last night of the Warriors dynasty. NBA insider Mark Stein joins us for what's next. Keep it right here, Jason and Mike.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.